This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Prominent bioethicists from around the world are acting in league with Oxford University to compel all healthcare workers to violate conscience. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith says a newly published statement demands everything from assistance in suicide to abortion to even illicit harvesting of organs. An oligarchy of experts would somehow decree what is and what is not ethical medical treatment. The president of Hobby Lobby says Christians stand to lose their freedoms unless Donald Trump is elected. CEO David Green wrote in USA Today last week that the nomination of as many as 4 U.S. justices of the Supreme Court may be nominated by the next president. Green's case last year was decided by a 5-4 margin in a court dominated by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, the Zika virus may have a new cause. A pesticide link explains how large numbers of infected babies have had no problems with the brain disorder microcephaly. And new research by The Economist flies in the face of the myth of overpopulation and reinforces the idea that there is a growing worldwide shortage of children. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.